essentially your individual experience, finding those mentors and finding that work environment that is constructive for you and allows you to thrive. You can find that. You should find that. And if you're working with people that are insensitive or idiots, just find somewhere else to go. You know, and what's phenomenal for people who are entering this business, especially as technicians, is that you are in extraordinarily high demand. If you learn the skill, it doesn't matter who you are, you're going to find a job and you should be able to demand a really a good wage and ultimately build a career. So I think it's a great industry for anybody to get into, especially young folks. And for women, I think there's a ton of opportunity. I think, you know, my experience for every shop I was in, whether it was a little shop or a big shop, being a woman, being a minority in the industry has been an opportunity to stand out. Now that grants you more attention, right? People are paying more attention to what you're doing. And so if you screw up a car or whatever, then you might not be able to hide as much as somebody else who looks like everybody else. But that could also work to your advantage, right? Customers want to come to you because they trust you. They want to come to your shop. You're able to stand out. And that's great when you're trying to compete. So that can be actually a huge advantage.